Welcome to another episode of Rose and Brass Notes Podcast. It's your boy Zachary Davis.
All right, this will keep it Jabala, man. Week number two.
We back, man. We told you we was coming back this time. We weren't playing this time, man. How you been, brother?
Man, I'm good, man. We just getting down to it, man. We getting down to the get down, man. We about to launch this art fair, and we were talking about it briefly last week. But we're actually beginning the promotional part of it at the top of March and everything. So right. Pisces season, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. About to get big Pisces energy.
Yeah. So just grinding, man. How you been?
Man, good, man. Just living life, man. You know what I mean? Valentine's Day last week. So, you know, the old lady and I had to step out, you know, a couple different times, man. And, you know, just enjoy that. You got to celebrate that and, you know, just moving the groove and trying to hold it in the road, as they say.
I know that's right, man. That's the only way to do it. And especially, you know, being, what we do for Valentine's? Oh, I cooked dinner.
Yeah. We kept it low key that day. We went out on the weekends. It really wasn't a plan, you know, but we kept it low key. We went to the movies, caught that Bob Marley movie. It was a pretty good movie, you know what I mean?
Man, I like everybody except for the main character. He reminded me of, Lenny Kravitz. The privileged kid, like just the energy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
he didn't give off the right energy. I will say that. And I think they did kind of cut some of the performance scenes. Because you notice the one at the beginning was kind of, you know, we don't want to tell the movie, but I feel like they could have had more performance scenes because it was surrounded by, you know, it's bookend by two concerts.
Right.
So it's you know, you would have thought they would have showed more of that. I think, you know, even though I'm glad it got to the big screen and, you know, it made a lot of noise seem like last week, I think it would be better served to be on like a streaming service because it needed the words at the bottom.
The captions.
Yeah. It needed the captions because I felt like I could hear people saying, what did he say? You know, when they were talking in the patois, because it was crowded, you know, because we went on Valentine's Day. So it was pretty crowded in our theater. You could hear people be like, what did he say? What did they just say?
Right.
I don't think a lot of people could keep up with it. I kind of understood what he was saying most of the time. But, you know, I thought it was a nice love story. I think it would have been nicer to kind of go deeper into the affairs a little bit more and stuff like that. But I understand it's probably being respectful of the mother. You know what I mean? So it was cool, though.
Yeah. It was. I definitely enjoyed. Shout out to the sister who played the wife.
Rita. Yeah.
Rita. And she's my favorite part of it.
You know?
And it's, I love seeing that. That other actress was in, I think, James Bond, like one of those, the sisters.
Yeah,
she was definitely the highlight for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She definitely went in and she gave the raw emotion. And, like, I did like how they kind of tapped on, like, you know, how she kind of realized who he was and kind of supported his movement, you know? And she was like, you know, hey, I got one down here too. You know, he like, I know it, but she like, hey,
he is,
you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you do you, I'm going to do me, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm going to help keep this kingdom together we're trying to build. And you know what I mean?
Sounds
like from the look of it, the family was a lot involved. So, you know, they kind of still got it going. So that's what's up.
This was that.
But so this week we wanted to tackle, you know, this was one of the ones that came across our desk a lot was the cost of dating. You know what I mean? In today's era, like getting out there trying to find you somebody and, you know, this kind of focused on men so they can kind of hear our end, you know, women as well. So they can hear, you know, sometime you expect a little too much.
Yeah. And I think when we're looking at the reality of dating, it's like ROI. You know what I'm saying? Like people hate to hear it. But men don't date casually because they don't want nothing out of it. That's not the reality of how we date, what we do, and how we spend our time and everything. So it's just like some of the things I've seen on social media, you know, some of the sisters have been like, hey, I'm not obligated to have sex with you just because you go out on a date. And he's not obligated to take you to a 5-star restaurant just because he's taking you out on a date. I think there just needs to be, and I'm not saying it should be in exchange. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just providing like the reality of why men date and how they date. And it looks crazy out there, man. Like as a married dude, it looks crazy out there to me.
Oh no, I mean, I definitely wouldn't want to be out there. And I think, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword because you have some guys like, you know, you hear about these guys that's kind of leading with their wallet where, you know, they hitting the girl in the DM, like, you know, what's the cash out? You know, let me drop some off to you. Or as soon as they meet the girl, they trying to fly them somewhere. You know what I mean? And ladies, if if you get on a flight somewhere, you got to watch yourself, because you know, one, you don't know what you're getting into, and then two, something's definitely usually expected 9 times out of 10. So that's like, you know what I mean? You kind of setting some expectations, but you know, I think you have those guys, then you have, you know, your regular guys, you know what I mean? And they, you know, they doing the best they can, but I think sometimes it's a little too much expected out of a woman we just met, let's say, and then the next week you going out and you expecting me to put $200-$300 in your hand. Like, if you met somebody and they asked you for $200-$300, you as a woman wouldn't loan somebody that money.
Right.
Another woman you just met.
Yeah. And looking at, you know, I've seen a couple of those videos where the sisters were saying, you know, Cheesecake Factory was beneath her. And, you know, I got some single homeboys, and so we talk and I hear what they're saying, where some of these sisters seem to have a wish list of restaurants, right? That they never go when it's on their dime. Then when they happen to get a date, all of a sudden, oh, I go here all the time. And then one of my partners was like, man, a sister tried that on him. And he said, okay, so what do you eat when you come here? She couldn't answer it because she ain't never been there. And he called her out right then. He was like, see, this is what I'm talking about. We can't even have a genuine moment because you sitting there trying to order the top thing on the menu and have carry home at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, man, yeah, the streets look weird, though.
And it's just like, I think it's like some women have lost scope on reality. Because one, we already know, especially if you're dealing with a black man, you know, just by the sheer numbers and how things go, like the brothers that's making over six figures and the brothers that are making under six figures, a lot more brothers making under six figures.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's just the honest truth. But I think men in general, really, we need, you know, any race of men, there's more men probably making under six figures than over six figures. So a $300-$400 date to a man, if he trying to go out and take you out, let's say he wants to take you out Friday and see you again Sunday, or see you four times out of the month while he's trying to get to know you and things like that, that man's a house payment in.
Right.
You know what I mean? Per his salary, you know what I'm saying? Per his salary, you know, because, you know, an average house payment, they say $2,000 somewhere around there, probably more than that now. But, you know, let's just say on average, by the end of the month, he didn't spend $2,000 on it.
Right. And when you look at the reality of that ROI and saying, okay, I have to get to know you for, let's say, $3,000. You know what I'm saying? And that's like, let's say 2 months at $3,000. So we're doing that for... let's say $3,000, right? Podcast. How does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not getting to know you. You are the real person at home, minus the wig, minus the weaves, minus the lashes. Can you cook? Can you clean? Can you at least wash dishes if I cook? Can you, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting to know this representative for this $3,000. And to me, honestly, bro, that just don't make no sense, man.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
And I think some women are missing out on a lot of good men because there'll be those opportunities. Like you said, the videos that come across where the woman don't want to go to Cheesecake or Shake Shack or whatever it is. I've seen multiple videos that, you know, the same type of thing, it seems like. And it's like, you don't know this man. That may have been his test to see, you know, to see, okay, let me see how she act. I'm going to take her here. You know, next time I set up with something nice, or, you know, even as a woman, you should have enough respect. Be like, oh, you know, you ain't got to take me here. Let's go here and get to know each other. And then, because that way, nobody's kind of winning or leading with their pocket. Somebody could trick you. Okay, you think he got this and got that, and we'll get into a whole nother trick bag a little bit later on. We get into the altar call, but you know, somebody could be telling you anything and showing you one thing, and the whole time it's fake anyway.
Man, so how do you find anything real in that fake space? Like, if you look at, it's one thing to get over all of the appearances, right? And I saw I think Cam was talking to somebody on this podcast about, you know, the level of beauty enhancements that men can have. You can get your teeth fixed, get a haircut. That's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? Women, it's like five different layers of fake.
Yeah.
They can indulge themselves in. So how do you get to know somebody when your representative is fake? You know what I'm saying? So now how do I penetrate those five layers to get to the real? Like, I don't even know what that would look like in this date and time, man. Like, do you first date be at a pool or a sauna?
Something, a spa, somewhere you got to get in some water somewhere.
Like, how
you got to freshen up? But I mean, it's Like I said, the dating game, I wouldn't want to be out there. That's just the honest truth. And brothers, if y'all think it's sweet out there, you can jump out there if you want to, boy. It ain't that nice. It ain't like you used to, boy. Ain't no more Applebee's and Outback and all that. You know what I'm saying? Where you can get the 2 for $25 and everybody happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of these women think, like you said, you think you got to spend $200-$300 just to have a good time. You know, it's funny. We went out this weekend to a little seafood restaurant. You know, shout out the coalition up in Alpharetta. They treat us real good up there. The house mom or the manager, I don't know what to call her, but you know, she kind of helped us out, got us a nice table and everything. But so the brother comes sitting next to us. He on a date. I could tell how they chopping up because it's, you know, kind of tight in there and it's crowded. Brother chopping it up. He opened up that menu, got to looking at them numbers. And I mean, they really did have anything you wanted on the menu. So I knew what it was and I could tell how his date's reaction was. He started looking at the menu. That brother said, he was like, you know, I don't really see nothing I like, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? He hit him with one of them, goddamn. I don't even know if I'm hungry no more. And she looked like, this dude.
Right. Because he's like,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's like, brothers, before you go out, man, get online and check them prices. Because, you know, like, what is that, Yelp or whatever? It'll tell you, like, how many dollar signs it got on there. You know, I don't know how to read it, but you know how to read what the dollar sign, but I think it's like 4 or 5 or 6 or something like that, you know, as it goes up. But mm-hmm. Hey, man, you better check it out.
You bet too, man. Hey, you get in there. Y'all be ordering bread and lemonade and sweet tea. You know what I'm saying? Salad. You know what I'm saying?
Because it was hard to get out. It was hard to get out of there for under, you know, $30, $40 a plate. You know what I mean? If you just order an entree, you know what I mean? It was, you know, and by the time you got to get a drink and, you know, all that, he was like, I don't really see nothing I like on here. Remember where they had pizza and everything, burgers, everything. They had anything you wanted, man. You could get something. Don't tell a lie. Just get an appetizer.
And that's such a man. I remember back in my dating days. You know, I was the king of let me cook something. You know what I'm saying? I go ahead and cook. You know, a real meal, and that's like cooking without trying to, you know, get you in the bed. Just saying, okay, because I used to do the math. You know, in this creative space, man, your bread be tight. But I know I got how to work them pots and pans. So I just like, man, yeah, let's do X, Y, and Z. And, you know, that would be, and that works if you're dealing with a woman where at least you had some conversations, you know what I'm saying? And she's seen you around, seen you on a, you know what I'm saying, what have you. But it's just, to me, man, like, as I look at it now, bro, I'd be single, man. When I want to go out to eat, I call my daughters, man. Like, if I was single, I'd be like, nah.
He said, I ain't paying for nobody. Because it can get rough. It can get rough for brothers. And, I mean, you know, on the flip side of that, brothers, you got to do something. So don't think, you know, you can get by with doing nothing. Like, you know, Kiba said, you know, cook or do something to try to give, a thoughtful alternative. You know what I mean? Because, you know, some brothers think you don't got to take a woman out. You know, I was telling a part of mine, I was like, man, even if you go back, you know, to go back to Africa, they was taking a goat across to the next tribe to try to marry the daughter. You know what I'm saying? They taking a couple goats or something. There's got to be some sort of quote-unquote transaction. You know what I mean? So, to get to know a woman, you know, and I'm sure back in the days, what it going down to the, what they call the five and dime. Get a soda pop.
get a float.
Yeah, split a float down at the five and dime. You know, in our grandparents' days, they were doing something. You ain't going to, you know, you're not going to get by without, you know, taking a woman out and thinking, you know, she just going to come to the house and, you know, Netflix and chill and you ain't doing nothing. You're going to try to get in the pants. You know what I mean? That ain't going to work, brother. You're going to have to romance her a little bit.
Yeah. And I think it's also needs to be some kind of level of women need to bring something to the table on this dating scenario. Because in a receiving space of saying the dudes have to come up with a date, pay for the date, go pick her up or go meet, you know what I'm saying? Just that and a third where, you know, like I said, if I was out there, my whole thing would be different because I'm like, what are you bringing to the table? You know what I'm saying? Like besides your ass and your appetite and your attitude, AAA, what are you bringing
exactly
in real time? You know what I'm saying? And women should put some effort into that too. That's how I look at it. It's just like, and it's not even just saying they should either, you know, pay for the tip or pay for, like, put something in it. Like, why are you wife material? Long story short. Because dating is supposed to be dating with a purpose and on a road to go somewhere. What makes you wife material? And why do I want to keep doing this over and over and over with you? What is that? Put something into it.
And it's just, you know, and women, you got to kind of understand the breakdown of it. You know, by the time this man, he gonna get the car wash or wash his car. So let's say you know, even at the cheapest, if he watch it at home and he got everything, he may not pay, you know, but a couple of dollars. But, you know, most people, they're going to go get the car washed, so that's going to cost them $40, $50. Right. Get your hair cut, you know what I mean? Unless you got bald head like us and, you know, you can do it yourself, you know what I mean? Like, that's going to, you know, that's going to cost you anywhere from, you know, nowadays, these barbers, some of these barbers charge $100. So, you know, it's anywhere from, I guess, 25 to, you know, 100, you know, with the haircut. He was going to want to have his outfit fresh, so at least it's dry cleaned or brand new or something. So he didn't bought that too. Right. And then he got to fill up the truck. The truck or the car, you know, he's driving. You know, most of the time, he's going to come pick you up. Right. But at least he's going to meet you in the same place, so he still got to get there. And so, you know, he gas up the truck. Man, he had $500 almost.
We left the house.
Yeah. So this is a $1,000 date, and this y'all first date. And then you wanting to get to know him and getting to do things like that. And, like, I mean, again, like I said, you don't want to know, you don't want to go to McDonald's unless it's that kind of level, you know, or something like that. But, you know, if he, hey, let's go get a cup of coffee and get to know each other and talk or do something like that, it's y'all first date. Now, if you go on a couple of dates and you see, okay, maybe he don't have it. That may be the honest truth. He may not have it.
Right.
And, you know, he's trying to do the best of what he got. But sometimes a man is just trying to get to know you. Like, give him a chance to get to know you before you push him out the way. And now, you know, you don't even have anyone to date because you didn't push so many men out the way because you're looking for this big baller to come along and drop $400-$500 on you. And that same big baller that do that, he don't do nothing but get in your pants and then gone out the way. You right. gave it up because you've seen some dollar signs.
Right. And it's that part of it where it's just like when you look at like that part of the game. Like, yeah, if he said, okay, I'm going to spend this $500, I'm going to pull up in the big body. That's some dude's game. They whole game is – I'm gonna make you think it's gonna be Fantasy Island, and then you're gonna wake up, it's gonna be Nightmare on Elm Street. But I'll be gone by the time you wake up. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, like, ladies, it's like putting some, I think we gotta put more effort into our character. You know what I'm saying? Like, really put some effort into our character. And who are you? And who's this brother? Like if you can't sit in a space and for us to genuinely just chop it up and eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I'm not saying that you leave with that, but I'm saying the reality of grown people relationships and grown people marriages, sometimes you might go from steak to peanut butter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because this is life in America. Economy is what it is. So if you can't enjoy that person on some realness, man, you'll end up in some craziness, man.
Man, that's the exact truth. And we talk about the realists, we might as well slide off into the altar call. They was begging for this last week. What happened to the altar call? What happened? I told you it was coming back. It's coming back. Right. So, you know, this is where we just discuss current topics, you know, answer our listeners' questions and things like that for, you know, our first time listening, never heard it before. But so we had a couple of them this week that, you know, they filled the inbox. A lot of people were asking about your buddy Puffy, man. So, you know, I guess he allegedly was, you know, being charged with a gang rape of a 17-year-old back in 2003. Supposedly his right-hand man, Harvey Pierre, met the girl in Detroit, flew her back to New York. There was another guy in the studio. They allegedly plied her with drinks and drugs. She has a picture sitting on P. Diddy's lap, but, you know, that doesn't mean the rape went on. But, you know, this is what this young lady's saying is, you know, they plied her with drugs and alcohol, and, you know, they had their way with her all night. You know, three of them was coming in the bathroom, taking turns on her, so. You know, he's lawyered up and got Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney, you know, old girl from the Jeffrey Epstein case. He got the same attorney, so, you know.
Gee. And I mean, I think it's a twofold with Puffy. And one part of it is that I've never liked him as a business person. You know what I'm saying? And and let me be specific with that. As a creative, I've never liked the fact that he's exploited all of who he's worked with, while at the same time you look at the true measure of who you are as a leader is how people, after they're no longer working with you, like, how are they? And everybody's crashed and burned from his standpoint of what he's done. So when you look at that character flaw and that lack of character, we knew what Puffy was, you know what I'm saying, like his whole career. So when you look at what this is now, I saw something about what's his name, Money Mayweather, where they was trying to get somebody was tripping about. Well, I won't say somebody. I say social media was tripping about him not taking a stance on Puffy's situation. And at first, he was talking about he just minding his own business, staying in his business, and That's true. You know what I'm saying? Like trying to push somebody in a corner to respond.
Yeah.
I know that man's business. No, I know the artists, how they suffer. And, you know, but I don't know that man's business like that.
Yeah.
The devil shows up. You're going to have to pay. And at some point in time, you got to pay.
I mean, you know, I've said it 1,000 times, you know, and my grandma used to say, everybody ain't lying. You know what I'm saying? And it's like when you keep doing these things and you know what I'm saying? And things like that, sorry to the young lady if it did happen. You know what I'm saying? I hate that she had to go through that. You know, I will say, I do kind of worry, are we setting a precedent where people can go back to whatever and bring up things from the past? And it's like, okay, did they force you? Yes, there was drugs and alcohol there, but did they force you to take it? One. Then two, when you got in that situation, did they think you was with it?
Right.
Or was it a true rape? And, you know, this is not victim shaming at all, but I'm just giving both sides of the coin.
Right.
Was it a true rape? And now that you look back on it, is it a money grab for you? Would you rather see justice if they came in and say, look, we're not going to get no money for him, but we'll put him in jail if you want that. Will you take that same deal?
Right.
Do you want justice for that, or do you just want the bag? That's, you know, so that's a question that comes up. You know what I mean? And so I think, you know, anybody, you know, if you're a man of a certain age, any of us been in a situation where, you know, you may not have taken advantage of a woman while she was drunk, but a woman been drinking, y'all drinking, and then things happen, you know, could she come back and be like, well, hey, I wasn't really with it. I didn't, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's the honest truth. We old enough to be honest. Nobody's sitting there, hey, are you sure? Are you sure? You sure you want to go through with this? Like, when it seemed like it's going that way and she lift up, you feel me? When she hit the lift up on you, you know, you think it's going down. So it's like, it's a double-edged sword. Like I said, you don't know, did it go like that? Was she in that situation? Did they think it was okay? Were they too high to notice that maybe she was just so out of it? You know what I mean? Like, and again, like, I expressed this to a young girl, I expressed it to my daughter, and, you know, any young girl that she's around is like, don't put yourself in bad situations. Like, when you flew out there again, you flew out somewhere with some man to some studio, you 17 years old. I mean, I don't know where the parents was at in this situation, but again, if they chasing fame, you know, and let you go, now you out there with this man you don't know. And I mean, obviously he was probably in his 20s or however old, Puffy probably was in his 20s or something like that. You out here with men you don't know, nothing. The red light, the red flag didn't go off to you. You didn't see the signs like, oh, no, this might not be the right situation.
Right.
You know what I mean? For you to be in. And then, again, I think we've started, even though Mayweather don't want to speak on it, and I understand not speaking on another man's business, we do have to take accountability for some of our black men. If you did do that, dog, you got to, you know what I mean? You got to be held accountable. And right, you know what I'm saying? And you know if you did it. You know if it went that way, or you know what I mean? Or you felt like you didn't have to ask because you were puffy. You know what I'm saying? And this is what goes down. And women, you know, the world is your oyster. You know what I'm saying? So you may have felt like that. But, you know, so, I mean, again, if that lady went through that, I hate that for her. But, you know, and brother, if you didn't do it, you know, I hate you accused of that. But if you did it, you got to be held accountable.
And it's one of those things also when I would say, like, we do live in dangerous times where everyone can be held accountable except for the right folks. So when we say, okay, this happened 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, I ain't seen a dime of reparations yet. If we talk about what this is, I ain't seen a dime, a nickel, a penny pertaining to the reparations. Like Zach and I are two different shades. You know what I'm saying? Like those shades happen through rape. Those shades happen through, you know what I'm saying? Like us being from, no. So this selective rage and the selective who's held accountable for what, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I think if we're going to, and I'm not saying that you don't hold anybody accountable. I just think we hold everybody accountable. You know what I'm saying? And it's also a lesson, a cautionary tale for brothers out there where it's just like, don't put yourself in a position where.
And brothers too, yeah.
Case. You know what I'm saying? Don't put yourself in that position because if you ain't going to do it with the lights on, that's just my rule of thumb. If I ain't gonna do it with the lights on and on a billboard, I ain't gonna do it. So if you feel like you're gonna compromise some woman, she's been drinking, she's been high, and you think that's the time to get off on it, it's just like, no, are you prepared to have that on a billboard? You know what I mean? Because those are the times we live in where, you know, especially if you have some money and some cachet or whatever, man, you'll wake up, everybody be accusing you of everything. And the thing that I don't like about this is that you are guilty just by the second it comes out. You're saying like you guilty. So it's just like, how is that even remotely? And I get America's justice systems, where you got to buy your way out of the situation. You got to have enough money to buy your way out, but someone can accuse you of something and you're guilty just by being in that physical space. So you do better to measure where you put yourself, man,
The Rosencrantz Knuckles
because
Podcast.
it's crazy out here, man.
Man, it's definitely crazy. And this was another one that came. So this young lady, she's setting the internet on fire. So this young lady, Risa Tisa, she did a TikTok series called "Who the Did I Marry," where she basically talked about a guy. She met a guy during right before the pandemic online. A guy, she called him Legion. She never did really say his name. He claimed he played arena football and he was the VP of a company, up here in Atlanta. And they ended up quarantining together. But I guess he had some money because he was paying the bills while they were quarantined. But I guess the brother was doing all kind of crazy stuff, acting like he was on the phone, showing the fake bank statements. And I'm giving you guys a brief breakdown. Okiba and I, neither one of us got time enough to sit there and watch that. But it came across our desk, so I had to get kind of familiar with it. But so he started telling all kind of lies. They were looking for houses and cars, and he every time he get close to showing the proof of funds or paying some money, he come up with a story. And she still ended up getting, she got pregnant by him. Unfortunately, they lost the baby, but that was 2020 when they met, and then 2022 they ended up getting married. And then I guess that's when she kind of started seeing some different social security numbers and things like that, and kind of dug into his past and found out, he was pretty much, a fraud. He was pretending to be, live his twin brother's life and lying to her, and he really didn't have no money and all this stuff. And it's like, y'all went a long way, boy, for that.
Yeah, like how much more of that did she have to see before she knew she needed to either get him out of there or she needed to get out of there?
Yeah. From and I mean from what I'm hearing, again, like I said, I haven't watched all of it. I've only seen clips. It seems like throughout the story, she's like telling you, like, oh, I noticed this was a red flag, or this didn't make sense, or this didn't make sense. And it's like, ladies, it's just like the interstate. If you're driving on it and it's saying wrong way, wrong way, wrong way, eventually you're gonna get hit head on. If you keep seeing signs, you're gonna get hit head on.
And I don't know, like there needs to, and of course there won't be, but there needs to be some level of self accountability where, and I can use myself as an example. I was married before current wife, second marriage, last marriage, you know what I'm saying? And that first marriage, man, it was going like
The
downhill, bro.
Rosencrantz
Like
Knuckles Podcast.
it was, so I'm gonna get to the point of it, going downhill. So I knew I wasn't messing around. And even though we were having real rocky times, I was having sex at home with my wife. Even though we was having rocky times, I was keeping it at the house, right? And they were allegedly supposed to be on birth control, right? And second baby came through, right? And I was just like, oh man, because I knew it wasn't, I knew the marriage was dead in the water, right? So I know it's dead in the water. Got the second child coming, and I just couldn't maintain that marriage. You know what I'm saying? Because it was just like it was just a bad situation. So ended up leaving, taking the girls. I didn't leave my girls there, but it was one of those things where I knew that I wasn't interested in having any more kids. So as I got further down the road, single, dating, that was something on the front end. I would tell sisters because when they can see you in real time as a parent, especially if you're a black dude. They'll be like, okay, well, yeah, I definitely love to have a baby with you because I see you.
Yeah, because you're a good daddy.
The I'm telling
Rosencrantz
you
Knuckles
from the door,
Podcast.
you know what I'm saying? No, that ain't gonna happen because I ain't interested. I didn't go get fixed, but I would much rather us not be together. You know what I'm saying? And sit here and string you along, like, yeah. And I had this one sister who was I dated, good sister. She ain't had no kids. You know what I'm saying? And she wanted to have a child. And I was like, look, you're gonna have to love on these two because I ain't interested in another one. You know what I'm saying? So I just say that to say the self-accountability kicked in where I was just like, man, raising kids is hard, dog. Like, especially when you're doing it how you're supposed to be doing it. So my main thing is just saying at some point in time, we got to hold ourselves accountable
But I
for.
think even in your situation, you kind of saw it was here and started to do this. It sounded like it was already kind of, you know what I'm saying? It never really got, I mean, maybe her feelings got to that. And and to be honest, I think they met online or something like that. I mean, if y'all met in March and it sounds like in a couple months, the pandemic started, y'all decided to quarantine together. That was a pretty quick step.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you felt you met your person and it was like that. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, when my wife and I kind of met, I felt instant attraction and familiarity with her. But it wasn't like this, you know what I mean? I don't know if it was a quarantine, if I'd have been like, oh, let's jump into this, you know, that fast. You know what I mean? So, like you said, you have to be accountable, especially in her situation. But I was just saying in your situation, I think, you know, it was just a situation. You saw what happened and you was like, maybe, you know, maybe you felt like you stayed longer than you should have, something like that. But it still wasn't the same. It sounded like this young lady was just desperate. And you know what I mean? I hate to put that on you, sister, but it sounded like you was falling for everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that sounds like if she saw that on the front end, you know what I'm saying? If you see it on the front end, and that quarantine had people moving in, that quarantine broke marriage, it made people get real honest real fast. Yeah. I know folks who got divorced, folks who got separated, didn't get back together, and all those parts and pieces. So when you look at, when you got to deal with people, that peanut butter and jelly, like we were saying on the front end, when you can deal with that peanut butter and jelly, can you deal with that peanut butter and jelly? You know what I'm saying? Until you get to the steak, lobster, and everything else. You know what I'm saying? And that just sounds crazy, man.
Yeah. So this is the last one. This came from a young lady, Keita. She said, what's one regret you have as a father or as a husband?
You going to take that one first?
I'll say probably as a father, I would say probably I'm not as close to my father's side of the family. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, and so my daughter doesn't, I have a lot more of my father's side of the family than my mother's side of the family. And so it kept my daughter from having a bunch of, being close with a bunch of cousins and things like that. You know what I mean? And I'd say probably on that end of it, that's probably my biggest regret, because you know what I mean? Like, you know, she has a, you know, cousin here and a cousin there, but she would have had a, you know, a larger family. And you know, a lot of my cousin's kids and things like that, they're about around the same age as her and things like that. And they really didn't have a relationship. Like, it was kind of like, we saw everybody at, you know, my grandma's funeral and things like that. I wish, you know, probably I had fostered those relationships a little bit more. And, you know, it just starts getting it because my mom doesn't live where my father's family lives and things like that. So I'm trying to go see her and I'm here and I'm there. And, you know, it just was something that, you know, I think that part of it. And as a husband, I just say, you know, just young husband stuff. You know what I mean? Just being honest, you know. Think you got to be out in the streets, you know, thinking hanging out and hanging with friends more important than being with your woman. And you know what I mean? And I you know, just like we talked about in the past, we both empty nesters now. And you kind of start dating and realize, okay, this is why I love this. You know, this is how I fell in love with this woman, kind of. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, we had good times together when we by ourselves. Not that we didn't have good times when it's all three of us, but it's like, now it's different. We date and we laugh, and you know what I mean? It kind of bring that, you know, that old thing back. You know?
Oh, pig, I think like from like the trauma as a father, I really hated having to break my marriage up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From the standpoint of, because I knew it was going to impact both my girls in different ways. You know what I'm saying? And it was like one of those things where when the ship is sinking, it's one thing if the ship is sinking from natural disasters, but if you got somebody on the boat drilling holes in the joint, you know what I'm saying? And you're looking at her, you're looking at your kids, you're looking at her, and she's steady drilling holes in the boat. And you realize, I'm gonna have to get these kids up out of here. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see no land for as far as the eyes can see. I got to get them off this boat, and we're going to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? So the trauma of having your child looking back over your shoulders, looking back at their mom still drilling holes in the boat, and you got to swim to shore with these two kids on your back, two daughters on your back. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that created a certain level of trauma in all both of them. You know what I'm saying? And that regret of what they have to process.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I've been through enough disappointments and hurts, and you know, I've been through enough sunken ships to a certain point where I've gotten numb. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, man, you just got to keep swimming, you know. But when you see that on your children, that's a hard thing, man, because it's just like I won't say overparent, you know what I'm saying? But I would trying to be in all these spaces to offset what's going on back there with the one drilling holes in the boat. That's a hard thing, you know. So that part, so when looking at as a husband, probably not saying I'm perfect, but I'm thoughtful. I'm very, very, like, before I do something, I think about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's because I've been through so many different, like, you know, my dad dying.
Yeah.
Taught me, and some of y'all probably already heard this, but you know, when he died when I was 10, that taught me to take care of your relationships when during the soft times. Because when the hard times show up, it ain't the same. You know what I mean? So I always go into relationships and marriages with, and friendships. I go in with everything, you know what I'm saying? And say, hey, this is the best that I can be. And if you mismanage this, then you're gonna have to deal with the other version. But it's not gonna be me giving you the bad version on the front end and then trying to save face, because there ain't nothing like being on your back, having bed sores and you can't get up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So that'd be my thing right there, where I'd just be like, I don't have too many regrets husband-wise, because it's just like, honestly, I just, like, husband and friend-wise, by the time I'm responding a certain way, all people got to do is look at themselves and say, why is he responding this way? And most people ain't willing to do that. I ain't trying to come off as perfect. I'm just saying I'm very, very intentional and thoughtful about my relationships. You know what I'm saying? Because they mean a lot to me. You know what I mean? Because I know what it's like to see your pops laying on his back and he ain't getting up and he looking you in his eyes and all that regret and pain and the smell of the bed sore ointments and all of that. That's always in the front of my mentality. So I'm not about to play with our relationship the wrong way. Because if I'm down, what then? You know?
No, that's real. That's real. That's real, man. That's real. And so, again, we appreciate you guys for tuning in this week. And, you know, we'll be back at you guys next week, each and every week. Sunday, 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah. And if y'all have any other topics y'all want us to address, talk on, you know what I'm saying, make sure you do that. But also make sure on May the 3rd, we're doing Roses and Brass Knuckles Live down here at the Global Art Fair. So you can see Zach and I in the flesh.
In the flesh, man. Come on down to Charleston. If you've never been there, it's a beautiful city by the sea. You know what I mean? And, you know, if you can get there, man, we'd love to see you in the place to be. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be playing, man. So, yeah, it's good to be here.
You can keep up with all the happenings at, you know, on our IG page at RMBK Gang and then RMBKGang.com and, you know, the Rose and Brass Knuckles podcast on all other social media handles and, you know, all your platforms.
Oh, yeah, we here. Yeah, this is you're on this side of it, man, to chop it up with you, dog.
Yeah. That's going to be a good time. You know, as always, if things you say made you feel the type of way, that's a good word you need to hear today. It's the Rose and Brass Knuckles podcast. We'll see you next week.
All right, pass that collection plate, y'all.
At church. All right. The Rose and Brass Knuckles podcast.